On New Year's Eve, I received a suspicious message from my brother Simon that rattled me to the bone. My 10-year-old daughter Annabelle slept soundly in her room. Our dog Charlie slept at the foot of my chair. I was awake. Most nights, I'd have been in bed before 10. But it was New Year's Eve, and I was determined to ring in 2015, even if alone. I felt old. My life lacked excitement and adventure. I longed to feel young again. I had to make it to midnight. At 11:30, early birds started blasting fireworks. I listened. I imagined bright sparks floating down, pretty patterns of reds, whites, and blues. In the midst of enjoying a swig of dark beer, I heard that familiar little sound, the vibration of my iPhone signaling a new message. Probably spam, I said to myself. Curious, I looked. It was an email from my brother Simon. That's strange, I thought. Simon and I don't correspond often. When we did, one of us usually wanted something from the other. The last time Simon called, he sold me a computer. The last time I called Simon, I needed help installing a software program. I wondered what Simon wanted now. I opened the message. What I read changed my life. It took me back and moved me forward at the same time. It stirred up old memories and planted new doubts. Simon's message said, "Andy, I think Peter Smith may still be alive." Simon. 20 years earlier, in a half-crazed state of mind, I'd written a manuscript. I spent hours, days, weeks dredging up the painful memories of my childhood. You see, I had been a child victim of a cult, essentially a prisoner, a slave. Peter Smith was the leader of the cult. That's why Simon's message baffled me. Peter supposedly died 15 years earlier. Anyway, after writing the manuscript, I abandoned it on a train. I intentionally left it behind, under my seat, as I detrained in Seattle, after a life-changing journey from New Orleans. The manuscript represented my anger, my hate, my shattered past. I wanted to let it go. I needed to start over. I did start over. I started college when I was 30 years old. I studied communication. I worked in radio for a while. I spun the same 25 songs over and over for a few years. It got old, so I decided to get my master's degree. Eventually, I became a community college instructor and landed a job in Yakima, Washington. Then, out of the blue, about 5 years ago, I received an odd package in the mail. It was the manuscript, the one I'd left on the train. It was sent by someone who referred to themselves as Jay. Jay said it was time to tell my story. So I did. I cleaned up the manuscript a bit and published it as a book. Perhaps you've heard of it, A Train Called Forgiveness. It had some moderate success. Along the way, I'd learned that Peter Smith, the man that had made my childhood a living hell, had died. I remember the day very well.